to the Character Chronicles and Casa de la Character, the People Show. Check the post of Esco Nation. Brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. The Big Ten schedules were officially released this morning. Obviously, this includes the Nebraska football schedule. My first reaction, my first thought is I'm glad there was a schedule to be released, because as of recently, it was starting to seem like there might be a legit possibility that there may not be college football this year. It certainly wasn't guaranteed. I don't even know if my kids are going to be able to go back to school this fall. We're still waiting to hear news on that. So I'm glad that the Huskers will be playing football. That was my biggest takeaway from all of this. We're going to dive into the schedule here real quickly. But I think the state of Nebraska might have imploded, including my head might have imploded, had the Huskers not been able to play football this fall. Now, as you look at the schedule itself, there's some minor changes. We had a game that was added on as well. Obviously, we went from 9 to 10 conference games, so we added another conference foe. But instead of playing at home versus Purdue, we're going to start on the road in New Jersey at Rutgers. Hello, Noah Vedral. Now, we have the same 9 previously scheduled conference games that we had with the addition of Michigan State. Now, Michigan State finished 5th in the Big Ten East a year ago. They had a 7-6 record. I'm trying to figure, like, does this make the schedule easier? Does it make it tougher? You look at Michigan State, it wasn't that long ago. They won the Big Ten Championship, and they were in the Big Ten Championship game a couple of times. They've had some rough patches the past couple of years. They're going to have a new coach. They're a bit of a wild card. Again, I don't really care. Just bring on whoever. Let's get better and let's face these 10 conference foes. It will be weird facing Iowa on September 26th. We already knew we weren't going to play them on Black Friday. That was previously supposed to be Minnesota this year, but it's still going to be weird playing Iowa on September 26th. Just going to have a weird vibe to it. We'll be playing the 6 other teams in the Big Ten West. We'll be playing 4 teams from the Big Ten East. As I mentioned, we added Michigan State, Ohio State, Penn State. Some of those schools were already on the docket. This might not shock you. We're going to have 2 bye weeks, less games. College football season is still spread out amongst the same amount of weeks and months. So we're going to have 2 bye weeks this year on October 17th and November 7th. And instead of ending our season as previously scheduled, as I mentioned, versus Minnesota on Black Friday, it's actually going to end November 21st versus Michigan State. And we will not have a game on Thanksgiving weekend this year. Little unusual, but again, I'm just happy we're having a season. Now, how are the games going to look? Are there going to be fans in the stands? Is there not going to be fans? Like Ohio State, I think is going to do 20,000 fans in the stands. Those questions have yet to be answered. Will there be bowl games? Will there be a college football playoff? We're still waiting on answers to those questions. On the schedule, it does say, and I wrote this down, Big Ten Championship game December 3rd. That's obviously another conference game, but to me it was kind of like, ooh, maybe there's hope that some of these games could really happen, because there's no guarantee that any of these NCAA championships in any sport are going to happen right now. But I do feel optimistic. I do know this. There's a lot of money to be left on the table, and whether people like it or not, college football is big business. They're going to want these games to happen. So that's a little bit of a quick breakdown of the official schedule for the Huskers this fall. Let me know your thoughts. Give me your reactions. And by the way, if you ever come to Casa de la Character, this is what greets you at the front door, ladies and gentlemen. Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bone.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.